This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The markets are shifting their focus to South America. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
As the crops in Brazil enter the critical yield-determining phase, timely rains are finally re-entering the forecast. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest weather forecasts for South America.
Yeah, we're really paying attention specifically to Brazil right now. Argentina is still a ways off. They have seen some rain, but the big thing that we'll be watching here is over the next couple of weeks in Brazil, main portion of Brazil, northern areas, central areas, still getting good rains over the next 10 days. There are some dry areas in the southern portion in the 6 to 10 day forecast, so that'll bear watching. But for right now, the areas that are going to be in that yield determination phase over the next few weeks are seeing good rain and will continue to see good rain over the next 2 weeks here.
As the markets move out of the holiday season, there will be a much greater focus on the South American crops.
These holiday timeframes do give us some lighter volume, but they can increase the volatility. So if there's no major issues with Brazil's crop or weather for the next couple of weeks, it will put a little bit of pressure on things. We have seen as we went into the end of last week and starting this week that the grains have pulled back off their most recent highs. For beans, that would be about 20 cents. On the corn, it would be about 10 to 12 cents. So this is something that we will continue to watch. It doesn't necessarily mean markets are going to go straight down from here, but there could be some volatility that we see as we see these updates on weather throughout the next couple of weeks.
For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.